NVIDIA Preferences, Part 2. In Part 1 of Preferences, we saw the overview of various preferences and toured some dialogues, including general settings, synthesizer, braille, mouse, keyboard, as well as toured the list of supported synthesizers and braille displays. We also ended with how to save settings and restore from saved settings. In NVIDIA Preferences Part 2, we will continue our tour of preferences dialogues, including object presentation, review cursor, and input gestures, as well as learn how to restore to factory defaults and keep the factory defaults and or restore personalized settings. Review cursor. Review cursor settings allows you to configure what will happen if you move the cursor, the caret and whatnot, and whether review cursor will follow that, as well as letting NVIDIA navigate to what are considered layout objects such as windows, groupings, and whatnot, called simple review mode. To configure various review cursor options, you go to NVIDIA menu, preferences, and select review cursor. Alternatively, you can assign a command to open this dialog directly. So let me go to
NVDA menu, general settings, G,
and then go to review cursor. For English layout, the default hotkey is C.
Review cursor settings dialog. Follow system focus checkbox checked Alt plus F.
This and two other checkboxes named
follow system caret checkbox checked Alt plus C.
And
follow mouse cursor checkbox checked Alt plus M.
These three controls what will happen when you move the focus, the caret, and the mouse, and whether the review cursor position will reflect where you're going. For example, if you check the system focus checkbox, whenever you press tab or arrow keys or not to move to different control where the system focus goes, review cursor will follow along with it. So you can review text, at least the name of the object and whatnot. Similarly, if you turn mouse cursor on, whenever you move the mouse, the review cursor will follow along with this and you can review the object under the mouse. Note that the mouse cursor setting is ultimately controlled by the mouse tracking functionality. So if you do want to toggle this on fully, you have to first enable mouse tracking, see the mouse settings segment, and then come here to review cursor and turn this checkbox on. By default, follow mouse cursor checkbox is turned off, whereas the other two, system focus and system caret checkboxes, are turned on. And for system focus and system caret, you don't have to come here to change these settings. To toggle whether review cursor will follow system focus, you press NVDA number 07, and for caret, it is NVDA number 06, like so. So if I press NVDA number 07,
focus moves navigator object off.
And again,
focus moves navigator object on.
And for the caret, NVIDIA number 06.
Caret moves review cursor off. Caret moves review cursor on.
We saw several examples of what happens if we toggle these settings in object navigation section. So take a listen to that if you have any questions or doubts about the power of these settings. The next item, and an item of its own, and which happens to be the last one in the review cursor dialog, is
simple review mode checkbox checked.
Simple review mode refers to ability for NVIDIA to ignore layout controls. These are groupings, toolbars that are really there for layout reasons, windows, and whatnot. By default, this is checked. So when you use option navigation to navigate around, you won't encounter layout controls. But if you turn this off, you will encounter them in the raw tree view of the object hierarchy. You can turn this on and off by assigning a custom command to this checkbox or toggle setting In this case, I have. So if I press this custom command that I've assigned for this toggle.
Simple review mode off.
And
simple review mode on.
To demonstrate the power of simple review mode, let me open settings for Windows 10.
Settings. Settings window.
This is with simple review turned on. If I press NVDA numpad up arrow, on the laptop it will be NVDA shift up arrow, to move up the tree to parent.
Search box. Find a setting edit focused.
Current object and moving upward.
Settings window. Settings window. Desktop window. No containing object.
And if I move down.
Unknown. Start button. Type here to search button.
And.
Task view button.
So on.
Running applications. Unknown.
And a lot of things.
Move to focus. Search box.
That is simple review turned on. But now if.
Simple review mode off.
It is off. Let me go back to desktop object by using option navigation, NVIDIA numpad up arrow.
Search box, find a setting edit focused. Search box, find a setting grouping. Settings window, settings. Settings window, desktop window.
Now moving back down.
Window, 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 window. Button unavailable, taskbar window.
Okay, how about what's the first window?
Desktop window, unknown. No object, no next, window, window, pane, window, pane, no op, no op, window, window, pane, no objects inside, no neck, wind, pane, no object, but no objects inside.
You can see why simple review mode is turned on by default, because this is a raw tree view of objects, or rather the raw tree. Now,
move to focus, simple review mode on.
By default, simple review is enabled. So NVIDIA don't have to announce all these irrelevant windows, groupings, and whatnot. Note that if you're just going to use option navigation to navigate around, you might want to keep simple review on. But if you are a developer or perhaps a person who wants to deal with the raw stuff, you should disable simple review mode. And that is Review Cursor Dialog. Configuring whether Review Cursor will move whenever you move focus, carrot, or mouse, and enabling or disabling ability for NVIDIA to present layout objects through simple review mode. Input composition settings. The input composition settings is interesting in that it controls NVIDIA's behavior when you type text in certain languages, mostly East Asian, such as Chinese, Japanese, and Korean, commonly abbreviated to CJK, and some other languages. When you type text in those languages, you'll encounter what's called an IME, Input Method Editor, a module that translates keystrokes to appropriate characters for languages. For example, as I type Korean, when I press the letter R on an English keyboard, the IME for Korean will translate that into appropriate Korean character. To open Input Composition Dialog, you'll go to NVIDIA menu, Preferences, and Input Composition Settings. Alternatively, you can open this dialog from everywhere by assigning a shortcut key or custom command to this dialog. To demonstrate various features in this dialog, I'll be switching back and forth between OneCore Zira, the voice that we're using, and OneCore Hemi, the Korean voice in Windows OneCore Voices. And I'll be using Notepad to demonstrate how one would enter text, and it'll be Korean that I'll be typing. Before we open Input Composition Dialog, let me demonstrate what happens if I type Korean.
Start window. Untitled Notepad.
We'll be switching back and forth between Zira and Hemi in this case. So let me type in some Korean characters or words.
Korean, Korea, Microsoft, IME.
The word I'll be typing is Su. It could mean many things in Korean. It could be numbers, it could be water, and many things. So as you listen to me type the word 수 for Korean, in this case, for Korean IME for Windows, it is TN with the native mode enabled. You'll hear various aspects of input composition for East Asian characters come to life. So I press Windows space to switch to Korean, and I press the right alt key to
native input.
Native input.
Alphanumeric input.
Alphanumeric input. So
native input.
This is a zero speaking. So if I type character letter
selected,
and if I press right control key,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
The right control key allows me to enter Chinese characters or Hanja. I press escape.
Blank.
So you may have heard NVIDIA say selected and whatnot. That is called composition string. And the related concept is reading string. Reading string will be the string, the text that NVIDIA will announce as you type text or read what you are trying to say, useful in Chinese character entry. And the window that appeared when I pressed right control key was the candidates window that showed me all available lists of candidates for the character Su, which could stand for many things. It could be top, or it could be water, etc. And now, let me switch to
Voice Microsoft 힘이.
Now let me type the character Su again. For English speakers, it is water, but for typing Korean, it will be T-N-N. So T-N.
Siun selected.
Now, if I press control key, the right control key, to open list of Chanja, or Hanja, or Chinese characters.
일수에즈 인물수, 총사회, 이수에즈 인셈수, 자주사, 총총할족, 총15회, 삼수에...
A lot of Korean. That is announcing candidates automatically when I wish to type something, Hanja in this case, into this text. Because the letter Su, or word Su, sounds the same across all lists of candidates. If I press up or down arrow,
이수에즈 인셈수, 삼수에즈 인분해수, 사수에즈 인물가수,
and so on. The first meant water, second one is calculate, third is send. All have the character pronunciation or Korean pronunciation of su.
Su.
Exit. Escape out of that. You can, of course, ask NVIDIA to not announce these. That is a brief demonstration of Korean IME, especially when it comes to typing Korean itself and choosing Hanja or Chinese character. Now switch back to
Voice Microsoft Zira.
Again, I'm using Synth Settings Ring. For more information on Synth Settings Ring, take a listen to a Synth Settings Ring segment from NVIDIA Preferences Part 1. Now, let's configure what NVIDIA did via Input Composition Dialog.
NVDA Menu. General Settings. Input Composition Settings Dialog. Automatically report all available candidates. Checkbox checked. Alt plus C.
If you do check this, NVIDIA will announce all available candidates. But if you don't,
Untitled Notepad.
When I type
selected,
when I this English, I press right control key.
1.
Only the first candidate is announced. But if you do check this checkbox, which is by default, you heard NVIDIA say all sorts of character descriptions or candidates. For some languages, you might want to keep this box
checked.
Checked. Especially if you want to take a look at all available candidates to choose from. Because after you open the candidates window, you can type a number on number row to select whatever that you need. Next.
Announce selected candidate checkbox checked Alt plus S.
If you do check this, NVIDIA will announce select candidate as I move up and down. If I don't check this box, however.
Untitled notepad blank.
Su again.
1, 2, 3.
Up and down arrow. Nothing. No candidates announced. Whereas previously, if I press up or down arrow while Hemi was active, NVIDIA will now select a candidate. This is useful if you need to use up or down arrow to choose the actual candidate you need from a list of candidates. I press escape to exit out this. if you do need to use up or down arrows or other arrow keys to select the candidate you want, you might want to keep this box
checked.
Checked, so that NVIDIA can now select the candidate as you use arrow keys. Next we have,
always include short character description when announcing candidates, checkbox checked, Alt plus D.
As noted earlier, when using Hemi, when I press up or down arrow, it announced short descriptions. If you don't check this checkbox though, NVIDIA will forget about announcing descriptions. And you do need to keep this checkbox checked if the language that you are trying to enter text for has the same pronunciation for different characters, especially for Korean. Next we have,
report changes to the reading string, checkbox checked, Alt plus R.
This is the reading string that NVIDIA will announce when you're trying to type something, especially in Chinese. Next,
report changes to the composition string, checkbox checked, Alt plus C.
Composition string is what it will be parts of the character you wish to type, especially in Korean. If we do check this, NVIDIA will announce parts of text or characters. If you don't, however,
untitled notepad.
If I try to type the character Su in Korean, nothing. But it clearly types something. And that is what the composition reading turned off. If you are a really fast typist and you don't want to hear all sorts of components for characters, you should uncheck composition reading checkbox. But if you're just learning the language, or perhaps you want to make sure that the component you're typing is correct, you should check composition reading checkbox. Now, as you saw, when you change options in input composition, it'll change NVIDIA's behavior when you type Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and other situations. For Chinese, you might want to let NVIDIA announce reading string, announce all available candidates, and select the candidate as you use up and down arrows and other arrow keys to move through candidates list. Same can be said about Japanese, except you might want to keep the composition string checkbox checked. For Korean, you might want to let NVIDIA announce select the candidate, let NVIDIA announce short descriptions for characters, and depending on what you're doing and speed of your typing, you might want to keep composition string announcement on or off. The composition announcement is sort of optional for many people. And other situations for some languages may call for different options to be enabled and or disabled. And that is input composition settings, announcing different candidates, short descriptions, composition string, and others. Object presentation. The hub for configuring object announcements and other things is object presentation. Here, you can let NVIDIA announce tooltips, changes to content such as terminal windows, and let it play sounds to indicate appearance of suggestions. Since most of the tutorial segments dealt with objects or controls, even we talked about how to navigate what such, you might be familiar or you may have heard of these things such as announcing focus, announcing the position, and even we dealt with dynamic content, especially when we talked about command prompt. And when I pressed or entered type commands, NVIDIA kept announcing things. All are controlled by settings in Object Presentation Dialog. To open Object Presentation Dialog, you go to NVIDIA menu, Preferences, and Object Presentation. Alternatively, you can open this dialog from everywhere by pressing Control NVIDIA O. O as in objects. Now, be careful for those using laptop layouts. If you substitute Control key with Shift key, you'll find that instead of opening up a dialog, NVIDIA may announce the object of your interest. After all, navigator objects are objects that you might be interested in, right? And ironically, the things such as description, position information that you may hear if you press NVIDIA Shift O can be controlled If you substitute Shift key with Control key, as I will do now, press Control NVDA O.
Object Presentation Dialog. Report Tooltips checkbox checked Alt plus T.
Normally this checkbox is not checked. Report Tooltips is, at first glance, related to the next checkbox, which is
Report Help Balloons checkbox checked Alt plus H.
That one is usually checked. Now, at first glance, Help Balloons and Tooltips might be the same because they are windows that pop up when you do something. They are different things, though. A Help Balloon is an interactive window that appears near the status bar, or rather, in this case, notification area. We saw an example of this when the countdown timer was done when we looked at alarms and clock section in popular applications. In fact, that kind of help balloon is called a toast. And to get there, you press Windows V if you have Windows 8 and later. Usually there's really no way to interact with help balloons unless if you're really quick, or perhaps get an add-on if you have Windows 7. Whereas help balloons can be interactive with, like toast if we saw, tooltips are not. A tooltip is a small description window that appears when you move to mouse or sometimes system focus to it. These may include folder size when you point the mouse to a folder. It might be a description of a desktop icon and whatnot. Usually, NVIDIA will announce help balloons, but NVIDIA won't announce tooltips. But if you want to really be make sure, or if you like the verbose things, you could turn both of these checkboxes on. To demonstrate what happens if you do enable at least tooltip, let me open this PC, Windows E.
This PC window. Tree view.
Now, if I press down arrow to go to
Desktop 2 of 11. Date created, 6/6/2017, 1:04 a.m. tooltip.
That is an example of a tooltip. But if you unchecked Report Tooltip checkbox, you will not hear this information. And by the way, when I press Windows E, many of you will land at quick access. But there's a setting in the File Explorer settings of Windows 10 to change this behavior. We will return to this PC later, because we'll be talking about other things. And in case you didn't notice, after NVIDIA announced desktop, you may have heard position information such as something X of something Y. We'll come back to what that is and how to control that behavior shortly. But besides help balloons and tooltips, there are other things to check out in Object Presentation Dialog. The next item, mostly useful if you want to navigate around with the keyboard and wish you know some hotkeys, is
Report Object Shortcut Keys checkbox checked Alt plus K.
Now, if you do check this, NVIDIA will announce things such as object shortcut keys, such as Alt F for File menu, or even the checkboxes in this dialog. A shortcut key or hotkey is a key, sometimes a combination of modifier keys such as Alt F, Shift K, and whatnot, that you can press to quickly jump to an item. If you do check this box, NVIDIA will announce the hotkey, such as the checkbox for
Report Help Balloons checkbox checked Alt plus H.
But if you do not check
Report Object Shortcut Keys checkbox checked Alt plus K,
you won't hear the shortcut key information. To quickly demonstrate this, let me uncheck this.
Not check this PC window.
And let me reopen Object Presentation.
Object Presentation Dialog. Report Tooltips checkbox checked.
And
Report Help Balloons checkbox checked. Report Object Shortcut Keys checkbox not checked.
What a difference. So by unchecking a single checkbox, hotkey information is lost. By default, this checkbox is
checked.
Checked. And because I opened this dialog, or at least reopened it with the hotkeys off, and because we need to see what the hotkeys for the other options are.
This PC window. Object presentation dialog. Report object shortcut keys checkbox checked Alt plus K.
That is object shortcut keys. The next item, or rather two items, Talk about object position information. Position information as in some X of some Y. For example, if you have six list items that you're dealing with, and perhaps you might be located at the second item, and we would say some item name followed by 2 of 6. Speaking of position information, these items are
report object position information checkbox checked alt plus P
and
guess object position information when unavailable checkbox not checked alt plus P.
The first checkbox ultimately controls this behavior in that if you do check this, as you move through the list, tree views and others where there are many items, NVIDIA will announce they selected what's called index, a position out of the total. For example, if I switch to this PC and move to the next item at the desktop, which is
this PC window, documents 3 of 11, date created.
That's tooltip. 3 of 11 is position information in that there are 11 items and I'm located right now at the third item. But what if
object presentation dialog, report object position information checkbox checked alt plus P.
If it is not checked, here's what happens.
This PC window, desktop, documents, downloads,
and
date,
whatnot. That's what. So you only heard names. But this time, what happens if the other checkbox is checked? But first of all, if you recall,
report object position information checkbox not checked alt plus P.
First of all, check this. I'm back at object presentation.
Checked. Guess object position information when unavailable checkbox not checked alt plus P. This PC window.
Now let me open NVDA menu and open help menu.
NVDA menu. User guide U. Commands quick reference Q. What's new N?
And why not? And then press Control NVDA O to reopen.
Object presentation dialog. Report object position information checkbox checked alt plus P.
But what if
guess object position information when unavailable checkbox not checked alt plus P.
Let's check this and see what happens.
Checked. This PC window.
If I reopen NVDA help menu.
User guide U 1 of 10. Commands quick reference Q 2 of 10.
Okay, where did the 1 of 10, 2 of 10 come from? But short moments ago, it wasn't there. Position information wasn't announced from menu items. But now, if I use up and down arrow to move through the help menu.
What's new in 3 of 10? Commands quick reference Q 2 of 10.
Position info is announced. What happened? That is the effect of checking.
Guess object position information when unavailable checkbox checked alt plus P.
That is why.
Not checked.
You don't want to check this unless if you're really sure that you're dealing with a number of items, or perhaps you want to make sure that you have the right number of items in the menu or not. For the most part, you might want to keep this off. The next item is just as intriguing as object position information because sometimes you encounter this, other times you won't. That happens to be
report object descriptions checkbox checked alt plus D.
Descriptions are lengthy text that describes, at least tries to give more clue as to what the object is. Sometimes option name is enough, but sometimes you need a handy description to go along with this. In some cases, you don't need to see the description, but there are times when you do, because sometimes the description forms the part of the control you are dealing with. A good example is Station Player Studio. When you open the playlist viewer, when you insert tracks for playback, if you do enable description announcement, NVIDIA will announce track information. If you didn't, NVIDIA would just say checked, unchecked, and other things. To give you a feel of what it really sounds like, let me actually demonstrate Station Playlist Studio with this on and off.
Folder view list, station playlist, using SPL Studio version 5. Studio add-on update, station.
Anyway, let me add an hour marker.
Station playlists.
Control A.
Start out station playlist.
Now, this is with object description turned on.
List item artist, hour marker, title, 1301 PM 1/12/.
And whatnot. But now, with the object description checkbox
not checked.
Not checked.
Station playlist studio demo. List. List item.
Eh? How about if I add another hour
list, list item. List item.
Nothing.
Scheduled for 1 p.m.
At least the studio is smart enough to tell me when the hour marker is scheduled. So that is a huge difference, isn't it? For some cases, you do need to keep object description checkbox
checked.
Checked. Such as studio.
Station playlist studio demo. List item artist. Hour marker. Title. 1402 PM.
Yay! Everything's back to normal. Or it seems.
Station playlist pressed.
That was station playlist studio with object description checkbox checked and unchecked. The next item is more interesting than object descriptions because it deals with a specific control. That control happens to be
progress bar output, combo box beep collapsed alt plus B,
and
report background progress bars checkbox checked.
Normally this checkbox is not checked. The common theme here is progress bar. A progress bar is a long bar that shows progress of an operation. If you recall, unlike what we've seen so far with checkboxes, the first item, which was
progress bar output, combo box beep collapsed alt plus B,
you can choose among four levels. These are
off, speak, beep, speak and beep.
To demonstrate that, let me open GoldWave, at least the store version, because I'm using desktop for recording this.
Start window. GoldWave, trusted Microsoft.
There's a setting for that sound as well, as we will meet shortly.
Unknown. GoldWave. Workspace.
It turns out, you can change progress bar output setting from everywhere. That command is NVDA U. U as an update progress bar. So if I press NVDA with letter U.
Beep and speak progress bar updates. No progress bar updates. Speak progress bar updates. Beep for progress bar updates.
See? Now let me uncompress or decompress this, I should better call it, an MP3 file. A really lengthy MP3 file, in fact.
New. Open sound items view list. Name split button. NVDA tutorial for basic commands. NVDA tutorial for first letter commands and web apps. NVDA tutorial for first letter navigation 1.mp3 6 of 13.
It's quite a long file. It's about 20 plus minutes long. What you see as GoldWave decompresses MP3 files is a series of beeps. And I apologize for the volume. This is with progress bar output set to beeps.
Processing audio decompression dialog. Cancel button. Gold wave.
That is progress bar beeps. But now, if we switch to, say,
speak progress bar updates.
Speak progress bar. And let me open this file again.
New. Open sound item. NVDA tutorial for first letter navigation 1.mp3 6 of 13.
Here's what you will get with progress bar output set to speak.
Processing audio decompression dialog. Cancel button. 1%. 11 gold wave. NVDA tutorial for first letter navigation 1.
What you would have heard is 1%, 11%, 21%, and whatnot. And it was cut off because did it so fast. Now, you saw beeps and you saw speak. What if they are combined?
Beep and speak progress bar updates.
Let me open another file just as lengthy as this one.
Opens and ENVDA tutorial for first letter navigation 1. ENVDA tutorial for first letter
navigation. Here's what will happen. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press Control key as soon as NVDA starts speaking.
12%, 22%, 32%, gold wave. ENVDA tutorial for first letter navigation 2.mp3.
That is what happens if you set progress bar output to beep and speak. But sometimes you don't want to be disturbed though, perhaps, do you? Especially for a foreground progress bar that seems to take really, really long time. You don't want to be distracted by beeps or NVDA kept announcing percentages and whatnot. So the natural solution is setting progress bar output to
no progress bar updates.
Nothing. So here's what happens. If I reopen the file that I just opened,
open sound dialog, ENVDA tutorial for focus VS, ENVDA tutorial for first letter navigation 2.mp3.
No progress bar output here.
Process. Gold wave.
An eerie silence. So, that is progress bar output. Now, this was with foreground progress bar output. As you heard, the other item being announced background progress bars. But first of all, let me switch progress bar output back to
beep for progress bar updates.
Beep for progress bar output. So, the complete set of values for this, starting from
no progress bar updates, speak progress bar updates, beep for progress bar updates, beep and speak progress bar updates.
These are the values.
Speak progress bar update, beep for progress bar updates.
Now I'm back to beep for progress bar updates. Now that was gold wave in the foreground, at least opening the file and decompressing it in the foreground. So let's check out the other checkbox about background progress bars. Usually,
report background progress bars checkbox checked, not checked.
Normally, by default, this checkbox is not checked, but I usually keep it on to find out what's happening in the background. So if I do uncheck this,
gold wave,
and if I open a file in gold wave,
new, open ENVDA tutorial for ENVDA tutorial for conclusion ENVDA tutorial for elements list .mp3 3 of 13.
What I'm going to do ENVDA is as this file is being decompressed, I'll move away from gold wave. You may have noticed several things. As soon as NVDA started playing a beep, I moved away to this PC. And once I moved back to gold wave, you heard the progress bar tones, but from a different value. And I switched to this PC, and the progress bar seemed to stop, when in fact it was still running in the background. That is the background progress bar turned off, or at least the announcement of background progress bars. But now, here's a fun thing. What happens if the second item, or the background progress bar announcement, is
checked.
Here's what happens.
Gold wave.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to open the same file that I opened the elements list from the previous tutorial, at least. And it'll be a lengthy file too.
Opens ENVDA tutorial for
what I'm going to
ENVDA
do
tutorial
like what I did with the previous example. Let me switch back and forth between gold wave and this PC. And here is what you will get. The difference is immediate and vast.
This PC window.
So I went back to this PC, and what did that background or progress bar tone came from? It came from
gold wave.
Gold wave, because it was decompressing files. Or at least one MP3 file, that is. That is the effect of having background progress bar checkbox checked. For most people, it'd be wise to turn the background progress bar announcement off. But for some people who really want to make sure something in the background is working, you will need to check this so that you can at least hear progress bar tones from other applications. The next item is a bit less intriguing than progress bars, but still interesting because it controls whether NVIDIA will announce new things on terminal and similar situations. That item is named
Report dynamic content changes checkbox checked Alt plus C.
if you did check this, NVIDIA will announce what's coming on the screen, at least what's on screen, after you type something in the terminal window, and NVIDIA will announce things. If you didn't, NVIDIA will be silent. Now, this could be a good news for some, at the same time, a bad news. This setting came a toggle from everywhere. And the command lies between the toggle command for command key announcement and letting review cursor follow system caret. If you guessed right, yes, NVDA number row 5. And if I do press NVDA number row 5 like so,
Report dynamic content changes off.
and
Report dynamic content changes on.
to give you a demonstration of this, let me open command prompt.
Start command prompt terminal. C users user greater.
Now, with the dynamic content change announcement, if I type dir command,
Volume in drive C is Windows. Volume serial number is CEBE zero.
and whatnot. But with,
Report dynamic content changes off.
if I do dir command again, an eerie silence. So if you want to get that terminal feeling back, you have to turn.
Report dynamic content changes on.
You have to turn this on. So let me do a dir again, but before that, cls to clear the
C
screen.
users user greater.
dir.
Volume in drive C is Windows.
Yay! Terminal is back. If you recall from command line tool section from popular apps on Windows 10, you can press Alt F4 to close command prompt.
Object presentation dialog.
And we're back at object presentation. That is dynamic content announcement, useful on terminals and whatnot. So if you're dealing with terminal applications such as command prompt, PowerShell, and Bash, you should keep this on. Otherwise, if you don't want any interruptions with NVIDIA announces what's on screen, you can turn this off. The next item, which happens to be the last one in object presentation dialog, is an interesting thing that requires a bit of an explanation because it is named
Play a sound when auto suggestions appear checkbox checked Alt plus A.
an auto suggestion is a list of results that will appear when you type something or search for something. You might recall that we dealt with this when we talked about basics, object navigation, and other segments. So, for example, if I
Start window.
type Edge,
Microsoft Edge. Microsoft recommended browser 1 of 3.
at least that's a start menu version of
Object
that.
presentation dialog.
But if you recall, we did this with
Settings.
settings. So if I go to settings and type Edge,
Six suggestions.
at least with the six suggestions with the Windows 10 App Essentials that I mentioned before, and if I press Escape, you heard the closing sound, or the swoosh sound, that is. That is auto suggestion closing. So, to recall, at least to remember what the sounds are, if you hear this sound, auto suggestion list has appeared. Otherwise, you hear that sound. That is auto suggestion sounds. But that was possible only because the play auto suggestions checkbox was checked from object presentation dialog. If it wasn't, you won't hear it. And that is object presentation dialog. A lot of settings having to do with how NVDA performs some things when it encounters controls, such as help balloons, tooltips, auto suggestions, progress bars, and many, many more. Browse mode. The browse mode dialog allows you to configure how NVIDIA will behave as you use browse mode on the web, Microsoft Word, and other places. You can ask NVIDIA to use screen layout where things are on one line, including links, detect layout tables, and say things when you switch between focus and browse mode instead of playing a sound. To open browse mode dialog, you go to NVIDIA menu, preferences, and browse mode. Alternatively, you can open this from everywhere, including when using web browsers, by pressing Ctrl NVIDIA B, B as in browse mode. To demonstrate some of the options in there, I'll be using Microsoft Edge.
Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Bing Microsoft Edge. Microsoft.
Now, let's open browse mode dialog.
Browse mode dialog. Maximum number of characters on one line, edit Alt plus M. Selected 100.
And?
Number of lines per page, edit Alt plus N. Selected 25.
These two controls have effect on how much NVIDIA will render on one page. Maximum characters per line, that'll be 100 for now. And that means up to 100 characters will be shown on one browse mode line. And for maximum number per page, that'll be page up and page down. So by default, NVIDIA will show 100 characters by 25 line page when you use browse mode. You can change this, of course. And for many people, you don't have to worry about these settings. Next up,
use screen layout when supported checkbox checked Alt plus S.
We saw this before in the web browsing segments on the screen layout. Screen layout turned on means things will be on one line, including links, headings, and whatnot. If this is turned off, links will be on their own lines. And to toggle this from everywhere, as you've learned before, as long as you use a web browser, press NVIDIA V, V as in view. Next up, we have
automatic say all on page load checkbox checked Alt plus S.
If you do check this, say all will be invoked whenever you open a new page. If not, you have to invoke say all manually. For example, in Edge,
Bing Microsoft Edge,
with the say all turned on, if I go to
Bing My
NVAccess webpage, nvaccess.org,
Bing document, combo box expanded editable V, NVAccess, clickable link heading level 1 NVAccess, empowering lives through non-visual access to technology navigation landmark list with 9 items home about download get help services support.
That is with automatic say all on page load turned on. But now, if this checkbox is
not checked, NVAccess,
and if we open, say, another page from NVAccess,
out of about download link,
let's open downloads link,
NVAccess download document, clickable link heading level 1 NVAccess, empowering lives through non-visual access to technology, NVAccess download document, link heading level 1 NVAccess, empowering lives through non-visual access to technology.
Now, you expected NVIDIA to read from here, did you? That is what happens if you uncheck automatic say all checkbox. Whereas before, if we did check this, NVIDIA would have read other things here, such as the list of options in NVAccess webpage, such as about and donate and whatnot. So if you want NVIDIA to do a say all whenever the web browser opens a new page, you would check automatic say all checkbox. If you prefer doing say all manually using a command, you would uncheck this. By default, automatic say all checkbox is
checked.
For many cases, you might want to leave it on. Under some circumstances, though, you might want to turn this off. And unfortunately, NVIDIA doesn't have web-based scripting. That is, there's really no add-on that will respond if you open a web page or domain at this time. would have been handy though if this was implemented in the future. Next up, we have
include layout tables checkbox not checked Alt plus A.
Usually this is turned off. A layout table is a table that's meant for layout purposes. For example, on some Twitter pages, at least a mobile version, if you open it with Internet Explorer, you will be greeted with a table that seems to have nothing to do with Twitter and whatnot, because that's the page itself is laid out like a table. If you want to navigate around in a layout table that serves nothing but to lay out things on the web page, you can turn this on. But for most cases, you should disable this. Otherwise, you'll find that when you try to move around, you hear column announcements and Control Alt arrow keys will move by itself, which is basically different content or different areas of a web page. The next item has to do with focus mode and browse mode switching, divided into two checkboxes.
Automatic focus mode for focus changes checkbox checked. Automatic focus mode for caret movement checkbox not checked.
Now, basically they're saying the same thing. If you move the focus or remove the caret, that is the cursor, anybody will automatically engage browse mode and or focus mode, or rather browse mode or focus mode, depending on which control you are in. To demonstrate at least the focus changes checkbox and what it does,
NV access download Microsoft Edge.
Switching to Edge, we'll come back to the browse mode in a second.
NV access.
Let me open Google.
NV search combo box search.
Now, that is with automatic mode changes when focus moves. But now, if
automatic focus mode for focus changes checkbox not checked.
Not checked.
Google Microsoft.
And if I open the home page, which is Bing.
Google Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Edge window. Google blank.
So you didn't hear NVDA switch to focus mode automatically. Let me go back to Google.
Start. Clickable search combo box search. Google.
Now, you didn't hear the focus mode beep. So if I want to switch to focus mode, I'll press enter to enter focus mode, and switch to browse mode, I'll press escape. Before though, when automatically switch to focus mode for focus movement checkbox is checked, you heard a tone immediately when I opened Google. That tells me that focus mode was automatically engaged. But now with that checkbox not checked, you have to manually enter focus mode to interact with form fields and other certain controls. And same can be said about caret. You can ask NVDA to engage focus mode automatically when the caret moves inside a form field and whatnot. Or you can ask NVDA to not switch to focus mode when caret moves. You might want to have NVDA switch to focus mode when you move focus around, that is to keep the focus movement checkbox checked, and leave the caret alone, that is, uncheck the focus mode changes for caret movement, because it'll get confusing if you do check both of these checkboxes. And before I move on, I need to better
checked.
Check the focus movement checkbox, because it was unchecked for demonstration purposes.
Automatic focus mode for caret.
And this checkbox is not checked. Next up, we have
audio indication of focus and browse modes checkbox checked.
If you do check this, NVDA will play a beep to indicate switching between focus mode and browse mode. And the sound that you heard, the typing sound, that was focus mode, and beep was browse mode. If you do uncheck this though,
Google Microsoft Edge.
And if you press NVDA space to switch between modes,
focus mode, browse mode.
That is what you hear. But with the checkbox checked, as we found out earlier, a few moments ago, when you switch to focus mode, you hear a typing sound. And when you switch to browse mode, you hear a beep instead. For many people, you might want to keep the checkbox
checked.
Checked. The next item, which happens to be the last one in browse mode options, requires a bit of explanation because it's cryptically named. That item happens to be...
Trap all non-command gestures from reaching the document checkbox not checked Alt plus T.
In computing, trapping means taking care of an event or something that happens and handling it, such as key presses when the screen changes and whatnot. In this case, it refers to whether NVDA would take care of non-browse mode command or pass it on to the web application. For example, in the web browsing segment, when we listen to, or rather watch a YouTube video, when I press J, it rerouted. But with this checkbox checked, if I press J, NVDA will play a beep instead. To demonstrate that, with the trap command checkbox checked.
Check Google Microsoft Edge.
If I
blank.
Press J with the Google page from Microsoft Edge, you heard a beep. But with
trap all non-command gestures from reaching the document not checked.
Not checked.
Google Microsoft.
And when I switch to Edge, when I press J
blank.
No beeps, nothing. And typically, this is passed straight to the application. In this case, J would have been entered into
search landmark, clickable search, combo box, editable search.
Sometimes the character or the command will be entered into boxes and whatnot. What a difference. So, if you want NVDA to play a beep and do not allow web apps to take care of non-command gestures, in this case, for example, the J key, because really nothing is associated with that in browse mode, you need to check the trap gestures checkbox.
Checked.
But if you want NVDA to let the command pass through the web app, you need to
not checked.
Uncheck trap non-command gestures checkbox. And that is browse mode dialog. Screen layout versus regular simple layout, detecting layout tables, automatic focus movement, and other settings to control NVDA's behavior when using browse mode in web browsers and other documents. This concludes part 1 of NVDA Preferences 2.